98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Liz Landers. Israeli troops have surrounded Gaza City and cut off the northern part of the territory. Communications lost for several hours overnight as troops are expected to enter the city either today or tomorrow. Secretary of State Antony Blinken visiting Turkey today, the final leg of his Middle Eastern trip that began in Israel.
Blinken continues to press for a humanitarian pause to the conflict, a clear difference from the calls from leaders across the Arab world for a complete ceasefire. The Biden administration has said progress was being made on a pause in order to get hostages out and aid into Gaza. But Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has said there will be no ceasefire until all the hostages are released.
ABC's Allison Kosick. Iowa Governor Kem Reynolds today endorsing not Trump, but Florida's Ron DeSantis in the upcoming presidential race, the election exactly a year away as of Sunday. This is ABC News. The driver of a big rig leading cops on a chase through parts of Texas. Details from ABC's Andrew Dimbert.
Police releasing the mugshot of 51-year-old Christopher Lebowski, the driver at the center of the hours-long chase across the Houston area this weekend. The 18-wheeler, owned by a Florida trucking company, was seen driving over medians, running red lights, and sideswiping cars.
I didn't even think I was going to make it because it was really fast.
Gene Fernandez says he narrowly avoided a head-on collision with the big rig, but his car was left totaled from the crash. The truck speeding through densely populated residential neighborhoods, police shooting out the tires, finally bringing the chase to an end, arresting Lebowski. They say they later found meth inside the truck's cabin.
And no slowing down Taylor Swift.
I'm lightning on my feet!
First week sales of the re-release of her hit album 1989, this one called 1989 Taylor's Version, beating the first week for the original, over 1.6 million copies sold. Liz Landers, ABC News.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
What's up?
I'm tired of feeling so bloated.
That used to be me. Then I got this.
Align Bloating Relief plus Food Digestion. A probiotic, right?
Yeah, it works naturally with your gut to help soothe occasional bloating and gas. Plus, it has vitamin B12 to aid digestion by helping convert food to cellular energy. Two benefits, one capsule.
Align Bloating Relief plus Food Digestion from the number one doctor-recommended probiotic brand. Learn more at AlignProbiotics.com.
It's that time of year again, Wisconsin. Hunting season is back. Before you head out, remember that safety is always the number one target for a successful hunt. So when you're out in the woods this season, practice these simple tips. Treat every firearm like it's loaded. Always point your muzzle in a safe direction. Be certain of your target and don't touch the trigger until you're ready to shoot. For more safety tips, visit dnr.wisconsin.gov. Brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Ted Ayling. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin is urging humanitarian aid for Gaza.
The Wisconsin Democrat joined other Senate Democrats in a weekend statement. They acknowledge Israel's right to defend itself against Hamas, but say Israel also has the obligation under international law to minimize harm to civilians and allow humanitarian aid to reach those who are suffering. They write that based on the consensus opinion of U.S. and international aid officials, it is nearly impossible to deliver sufficient humanitarian aid to protect civilian life in Gaza under current conditions. Bob Hague, Wisconsin Radio Network.
The senator said they're joining President Joe Biden in calling for a short-term ceasefire. A homicide trial for a former Milwaukee police officer begins today. Prosecutors say Michael Mattioli placed Joel Acevedo in a chokehold on his kitchen floor after a party at his home in the spring of 2020 while Mattioli was off duty. 25-year-old Acevedo, who was accused by Mattioli of stealing from him after a party, died at the hospital 6 days after Mattioli's alleged actions. The Milwaukee County Medical Examiner's Office ruled the death a homicide. Jury selection will begin today for the trial, which is expected to last 1 to 2 weeks. Labor groups and their allies gathered in the Capitol in Madison over the weekend. That included State Representative Francesca Hong.
This is about securing a democracy, and it's labor, it's unions who are showing that regardless of what sector you are in, whatever your race is, whatever zip code you are in, when we come together as labor, as a movement, we get things done.
Saturday's rally included labor union reps and a show of worker solidarity. You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Are you having a hard time finding ag podcasts? We can help. The podcast directory at agraamerica.com allows you to search by category and topic, so it's quick and easy to find what you're looking for. Ag Chicks, Farm for Profit, Heart of Rural America, The Shark Farmer Podcast, Real Ag Radio, and more are featured on Agra America. Our extensive directory has something for everyone. Discover a new ag podcast today by visiting agraamerica.com. That's agraamerica.com.
A 47-year-old woman was found dead in a wooded area in Milwaukee County Saturday evening. St. Francis police say the unidentified woman was already dead when officers and fire department personnel located her, adding that it appeared that she and a man had temporarily been staying in the woods. The woman's death is being investigated as a possible drug overdose. And if you finish up your lawn care for the winter, a UW-Madison botanist says you might consider planting more than just turf next year.
Professor Paul Koch says a flowering lawn is a good way to help your environment.
That will incorporate plants like clovers and other plants that flower at low mowing heights and provide some food and nutrition for various types of native pollinators.
Koch says just doing no-mow May is not going to help bees and insects if your lawn has no flowers to help feed them. We've got more information online from the University of Minnesota on a link at our website. Raymond Newport, Wisconsin Radio Network.
And I'm Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Nicholas Nick Michael Runheim, 79, passed away at his home in Catawba on October the 25th. Nick is survived by his wife, Pat, by his sons, Nick and Kipper. Survived also by his brothers, Ronald, Norman, and Wayne. Survived also by his sisters, Janet Arndt, by Carol Koski, by Rebecca Kempen, and by Shirley Raids. Survived also by his brothers-in-law, and further survived by his grandchildren and his great-grandchildren. A massive Christian burial held 11 a.m. Saturday, November 11th at St. Paul the Apostle Catholic Church in Catawba with Father Madnu Lordu Raju officiating. Visitation to be held at 9 a.m. and continue till the hour of the service at the church. Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Home is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Nicholas Nick Michael Runheim, 79, Catawba. The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Service of Phillips and Prentice. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook. For the best in community senior assisted living, consider Lakeside Villa in Phillips, now under new ownership. This is a family-owned 20-bed assisted living and memory care facility. Residents receive the highest standard of care, home-cooked meals, participate in fun activities, gardening, in-house beauty shop, and a 24-hour staff to assist in residents' needs. Rooms are available now for immediate move-in. Call Megan at 715-209-2051 to set up a time to tour the facility. Lakeside Villa and Memory Care Assisted Living Facility, located on Lake Avenue in Phillips.
Life is full of adventures. Get the most out of them with the help of a primary care team you can count on. At Marshfield Clinic Health System, primary care is dedicated to keeping you well when you're up, getting you back to yourself when you're down, and most importantly, helping you enjoy each adventure with confidence. Request your primary care appointment at a Marshfield Clinic location near you. Visit marshfieldclinic.org/primary care.
Disabled or an elderly Medicare beneficiary with questions about Part D prescription benefits? The Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline is here for you. Ask about saving money on your Part D premium, deductible, and co-pays. Call the Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline anytime. 1-800-926-4862. 1-800-926-4862. Medicare's annual open enrollment runs October 15th through December 7th.
The 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is here and ready to help. Anyone can call or text 988 or chat via 988wisconsin.org to get connected to a trained Lifeline counselor. Trained counselors are here to support anyone experiencing a suicidal, mental health, or substance use crisis. You can also contact 988 if you are concerned about someone. 988 is confidential and free to all Wisconsin residents. 988, 24/7. Call, text, chat. Here to support you. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. We have good chances for rain today with a high near 50. Winds will be out of the west at 15 miles an hour, gusting up to 25. There are chances for both rain and snow showers tonight with a low around 30 and a north wind of 5 to 15 miles an hour, gusting up to 20. We'll have a break from precipitation Tuesday with mostly cloudy skies on a high near 38 with an east wind of 5 to 10 miles an hour. There are good chances for rain Wednesday with a high near 40 and a southeast wind of 5 to 10 miles an hour, gusting up to 20. Thursday's mostly sunny with a high near 40. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Cotter, and that's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now, it's 50 degrees.
Find all of your household tools, supplies, paint, windows, shingles, and more at your do-it-best store, Phillips Lumber and Hardware.
With SRN Sports, I'm Ron DeRockster. Let's turn to the NFL scoreboard, where the Saints force 5 turnovers to beat the Bears 24-17. Quarterback Taysom Hill says the New Orleans allowed him to become the first player in NFL history with at least 10 touchdowns rushing, passing, and receiving.
I have a lot of gratitude to be able to be part of this program and play with coaches that are creative enough to give me opportunities. So I would say it's really just, you know, a whole lot of gratitude.
Eagles best in the league at 8-1 after they beat the Cowboys 28-23. Chiefs beat the Dolphins 21-14 in the first ever regular season game played in Frankfurt, Germany. It was the Texans downing the Buccaneers, the Packers over the Rams, Commanders beat the Patriots, Vikings beat the Falcons, Ravens down the Seahawks, Cardinals lose to the Browns, Colts beat the Panthers, Raiders rout the Giants, Bengals over the Bills on Sunday night. This is SRN Sports. On the ice, Mason McTavish scored the go-ahead goal with 3:40 to play. Sam Carrick scored 2 late goals. And the Ducks rally from a 2-goal deficit in the third period to snap the Vegas Golden Knights' 12-game point streak with a 4-2 win. Dawson Mercer and Max Willman scored in the first period, and the Devils beat the Blackhawks 4-2. Curtis Lazar and Michael McLeod also split the pipes. Those were the only two games in the NHL. There were just 5 games in the NBA last night. Cavaliers beat Golden State 115-104. That ends a 16-game losing streak against the Warriors. Raptors overcome a 22-point deficit to force overtime and beat the Spurs 123-116. Suns over the Pistons 120-106. Kevin Durant with a season-high 41 points. Mavericks beat the Hornets 124-118. Luka Doncic with 23 points. Grizzlies rally late to beat the Trailblazers 112-100. This is SRN Sports.
It wasn't pretty, but the Packers put an end to their four-game losing streak, knocking off the Rams 20-3 at Lambeau on Sunday. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Packers scored a first-half touchdown for the first time in six games and outscored the Rams 13-0 in the second half. Jordan Love passing for 228 yards and a touchdown. Aaron Jones rushing for 73 yards and a first-half score.
I didn't feel bad at all. Like being out there, like feeling like I can provide a spark or provide a boost. And I feel like we came out and we moved the ball well. Got a faster start, which we needed, and I feel like it carried us through the game.
Packers defense held the Rams to under 200 yards and 68 rushing yards, improving to 3-5. Head coach Matt LaFleur.
There was just a lot of splash plays. Isaiah McDuffie felt like he was all over the place, and our guys were making plays. They were having fun, and they were competing. That's really all you can ask for, is guys just trusting what you see in front of you and going out and playing fast, playing physical, and playing together, doing your job.
Football Badgers fell to Indiana 20-14 on Saturday as Braden Locke threw for 243 yards and two touchdowns in the loss. Head coach Luke Fickell.
Is it going the other direction? No, I just think that it's not growing. And I think that's where, I think all of us get a little bit frustrated and you want to see some things continue to grow. And right now it's, we keep shooting ourselves in the foot with some of the similar situations. And we're just not able to overcome those situations right now.
Senior Matty DeSantFal scored a power play goal with 6.5 seconds left to lift the Badgers to a 2-1 win over Michigan Saturday night at the Kohl Center.
I think we kind of just grabbed each other, said, hey, take a deep breath. Let's really just work on executing here and move it quick, and just worked it around. Dexheimer, Lucius, Cillier, Bance just did such an amazing job of working the puck around and crashing the net and found a loose one and just whacked at it.
Badgers swept the Wolverines and have won six straight now, improving to 9-1. College basketball season opens tonight. Marquette hosting Northern Illinois. Wisconsin at home against Arkansas State. Green Bay's at Iowa State. Milwaukee hosting Stout. Phil Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
And checking some other sports news, the Wisconsin WIAA high school football playoffs continued at level 3 this past weekend. There are four teams left now in each division vying to win this weekend to get to the state championship game. In Division 1, still alive are Kimberly, Marquette, Franklin, and Hamilton. In Division 2's, teams are still going, include Wanakee, Kaukauna, Badger, and Sun Prairie. In Division 3, Rice Lake, with a win this weekend, advances on. Notre Dame, Stoughton, and Grafton all advance on. In Division 4, you've got Baldwin-Woodville, Lodi, Luxembourg-Casco, and Catholic Memorial. In Division 5, teams still alive for football, St. Croix Falls, Wrightstown, Horicon, and Hustisford Co-op, and Aquinas. In Division 6, still going, Grantsburg, Stratford. Stratford gets a win over Auburndale on Friday. Darlington and Kewaunee all still alive. And in Division 7, Edgar moves on with a win over Boyceville. Edgar, Bangor, Reedsville, and Blackhawk Warren are all still alive. The state volleyball champions were crowned this past weekend in Division 1. It was Divine Savior Holy Angels. In the championship game, they fell to Oconomowoc. Oconomowoc wins the state championship. In Division 2, it was Xavier winning over McFarland. In Division 3, St. Croix Falls defeats Howards Grove. And in the Division 4 championship game, it was Wanawak Center defeating Newman Catholic for the championship. On the boys' side, the state champion is Middleton. They defeated Arrowhead for the state title this past weekend. And eight-man football is down to two teams now. The state championship, Thorpe and Florence, will play for the state championship. And that's a look at your 98Q Country Sports.
I'm going to level with y'all up top. I've lost some weight over the last year. And I still have a lot of jokes about being fat. And I'm losing weight faster than I can write new jokes. So it's actually a real problem in my career right now. I said to my wife, I said, I'm doing this big show in New York. I don't know if these fat jokes are still going to work. My wife was like, yeah, I think you're still good. I think, I don't think we're there yet, but let's keep an eye on it. How about that? So my name is Aaron. That's my name, Aaron. But if I have to give my name at a restaurant or like a Starbucks, I always give a fake name. I always say Doug. I don't know if I look like a Doug. That's not even why I do it. I say Aaron wrong, I think. I have to repeat Aaron every time. Every time I say Aaron, they're like, Eric? It never happens with Doug. I'm batting 1,000 with Doug, man. I've said Doug 1,000,000 times. They're never like, Trug? You know, so...
I got my shades on top back, rolling with the music jack, one on the wheel, one around you, baby. Little sun left to burn in the blue sky, shining off the cross hanging from the mirror of my ride. Breeze blowing in, your hair blowing round. You're scanning through the stations looking for that country sound. The good stuff iced up in the back seat. Nowhere to go, nowhere to be. I got my shades on top back, rolling with the music jack. One on the wheel, one around you, baby. Sunset, I bet there's a chance we could get shore.
Your classics, your country, 98 Q Country.
Flies in a jar. This is as good as it gets.
Country.
Freaking good. I love it.
98Q Country.
Love is a burning thing, and it makes a fiery ring. Bound by wild desire, I fell into a ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire.
Somehow, 'cause I hope.
you're happy now. And Lee Bryce helped her out with that one, too. It's 7:38, 22 minutes in front of 8 o'clock. Mild start to our day, but it will be cloudy and it will be a little bit wet today. We're seeing that already this morning. It looks to be one of those days where the temperatures are going to slide from 50, where we were just a little bit ago, to probably 40, 42 by late afternoon. But mild temperatures in the extended forecast expected to stick around for a week, maybe 2 weeks. They can change, but right now they're forecasting some pretty mild temperatures as we head into deer hunting. I mean, the real, we know there's all the other, there's a lot of different seasons now, but the traditional 9-day gun deer season is a little bit early. Thanksgiving's a little early this year. So a week from Saturday, the 18th, Deer Hunters Roundup will be back on the air. Our schedule for the Deer Hunters Roundup, we're on every day except for Thanksgiving Day, but it's going to vary just a little bit. There's a couple of days where we're a little earlier, and there's a couple of days we're a little later because we got Bucks basketball in there, but we'll still be here. So that may benefit you. Put us on your phone, put the app on your phone so you can listen, you know, if you're still doing stuff out in the woods or whatever, just download that Civic Media app from your Google or Apple store, whatever you got on your phone there. And you can listen to the Deer Hunters Roundup right on your phone if you need to. All right. So what did you do this weekend? It certainly was a beautiful day yesterday. It was a good day to get your Christmas lights up if you do the Christmas lights. It's better than doing it in a snowstorm on December 1st when it's 10 below. So yesterday would have been a good day to do that. I did not do that. I thought about it. Just kind of hung around the house yesterday and watched the Packer game and listened to the other team that I cheer for sometimes. And it was the Packer game just seemed, from what I saw, I had the sound down on the Packer game. It appeared to be one of those like, well, neither one of these teams are very good. That's kind of the opinion I got from the post-game comments. It's like, well, we won, but who was that guy playing for the Rams? They were supposed to have Matthew Stafford, of course, supposed to be their guy, but he's hurt. So now they're down to Rippon, and it was the Rams quarterback was not to an elite NFL level, let's put it that way. But the Packers did what they needed to do. They got the win. They needed to win badly just for the team. We talked with Mike Clemens on Friday, and he said that the locker room is just quiet and just kind of awkward. So it was nice to see him get a win. That should help. So the Packers will be back in action this Sunday. They will be taking on, who do we got here? The Steelers. Oh, boy. On the road Sunday for a noon kickoff against Mike Tomlin and the Pittsburgh Steelers. Then you got the Chargers at home that deer hunting weekend. Another noon game. Thanksgiving Day. Plan ahead. Thanksgiving Day. Packers at the Lions. This could be ugly. This could be the first time in a long time the Lions are going to be favored in that game, obviously, on Thanksgiving Day. Well, then I see the Chiefs are on the schedule, too. That's not good. That's never good. The Chiefs aren't playing that great, but the Packers, they're kind of destined toward what we thought, right? We thought 8-9 would be good. 6-11 might be reality. But they did show some signs yesterday, so that was promising for the youngest team in the NFL, the Packers. Vikings had an interesting day. Of course, they lost their starting quarterback, Kirk Cousins, who was like second in the league in quarterback ratings. They lost him. He's out for the year. So they're going to bring in this young Jaren Hall guy, rookie. He gets prepped all week, ready to go. And the second series, he went to kind of lower his shoulder to get in the end zone and score a touchdown. They hit his head twice. They hit it once and twice, and he was knocked out for a few seconds, and he was done for the game, and he might be done for a while with that concussion protocol. So they brought in this Dobbs guy from Arizona. And by the way, Arizona, everybody knew this at the beginning of the year, but it's pretty obvious that they're just tanking the entire season trying to get one of the top quarterbacks. There's a couple really good quarterback prospects in the coming draft at the end of the year. And Arizona was playing just a little bit too good for their liking. So basically they traded this Dobbs guy that played for the Vikings yesterday. He was Arizona's starting quarterback. And he was doing just a little too good because Arizona was winning a couple of games. So they said, all right, you're out of here. Arizona's like, we got to bring in somebody who's guaranteed we're going to lose these games. And they did. They got blown out yesterday. But this Dobbs guy comes in from Arizona, had a struggling start of the game. He fumbled and a safety and interception, but then he got it together and the Vikings ended up winning that game. That's a bad loss for Atlanta, isn't it? Atlanta's got to be shaking their head saying, how do we lose that game? So the Vikings are 5-4. They're still around, still in it. How bad is the Big Ten West, huh? I mean, it's entertaining, don't get me wrong. Badgers had a game they were supposed to win against Indiana. They lost. Gophers had a game they were supposed to win against Illinois. They lost. Nebraska had a game they were supposed to win against Michigan State. They lost. And Iowa had, whoever they played, they were supposed to win, and they did. And not very easily, but they did. So Iowa now back atop the Big Ten West. At 4-2? And then we got like the rest of the teams are all 3-3, I think, in that Big Ten West. It's some ugly football in there. It really is. It's fun. It's entertaining. Competitive, though. What else happened from the weekend? All right. Halloween. Did you finish off all the Halloween candy, I hope? All that's gone. Donald Trump's back in court today testifying. That continues. Five people injured. 11 and 11-year-old perished when somebody fired 22 rounds into a crowd of people Friday night in Cincinnati. Just fired into the crowd. No word. They have not found the person who did it, the suspect who did it. It's crazy. Absolutely crazy. We'll get some other news headlines coming up in just a little bit. Bucks basketball, they had the weekend off, so they'll be back on the air tonight. The Bucks just trying to figure out the whole chemistry with Giannis and Damian Lillard. Pretty confident that they're going to figure this thing out. Some people think they're overthinking it. They should just let them go out and play. But 6 o'clock tonight, who do they got? Brooklyn, the Brooklyn Nets in New York. So Giannis and Damian Lillard and the crew will be in action tonight. We'll have it for you right here. Pre-game tonight at 6 o'clock on 98Q Country. That's us.
What if your life story was a new podcast series? Would it be a comedy? An action-packed thrill ride? No matter what genre, State Farm is there for your what-ifs. Which means they help keep your life story from becoming a mystery. Because when you've got questions like, what if my policy doesn't cover this? They've got answers. You can file a claim on the State Farm mobile app or simply call your agent. It's how insurance plays a supporting role, no matter your story. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. But not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Disabled or an elderly Medicare beneficiary with questions about Part D prescription benefits? The Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline is here for you. Ask about saving money on your Part D premium, deductible, and co-pays. Call the Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline anytime. 1-800-926-4862. 1-800-926-4862. Medicare's annual open enrollment runs October 15th through December 7th.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
What's up?
I'm tired of feeling so bloated.
That used to be me. Then I got this.
Align Bloating Relief plus Food Digestion. A probiotic, right?
Yeah, it works naturally with your gut to help soothe occasional bloating and gas. Plus, it has vitamin B12 to aid digestion by helping convert food to cellular energy. 2 benefits, 1 capsule.
Align Bloating Relief plus Food Digestion from the number one doctor-recommended probiotic brand. Learn more at AlignProbiotics.com.
Ho, 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 ho! Auto Value has once again teamed up with Toys for Tots to help deliver hope to less fortunate children this Christmas. Now through December 15th, you can drop off a new unwrapped toy or cash donation at any participating Auto Value parts store. Your toy or cash donation will not only help Santa, but also allow one more child to experience the magic of Christmas. On behalf of everyone at Auto Value and the North Pole, we thank you.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. We have good chances for rain today with a high near 50. Winds will be out of the west at 15 miles an hour, gusting up to 25. There are chances for both rain and snow showers tonight with a low around 30 and a north wind of 5 to 15 miles an hour, gusting up to 20. We'll have a break from precipitation Tuesday with mostly cloudy skies and a high near 38 with an east wind of 5 to 10 miles an hour. There are good chances for rain Wednesday with a high near 40 and a southeast wind of 5 to 10 miles an hour, gusting up to 20. Thursday's mostly sunny with a high near 40. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Cotter, and that's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now, it's 50 degrees.
Hey, I'm Jordan Davis.
Showed up and she's gone. Guess I got Tucson to live.
98Q Country.
If it weren't for kids, have you ever thought there wouldn't be no Santa Claus? But look what the storm just brought. Thank God for kids. And we'd all live in a quiet house without Big Bird or a Mickey Mouse. Kool-Aid on the couch. Thank God for kids. Thank God for kids. There's magic for a while. A special kind of sunshine and a smile. Do you ever stop? A child. Daddy, how does this thing fly? And 100 other where's and why? I really don't know, but I try. Thank God for kids. When I look down in those trusting eyes that look to me, I realize there's love that I can't buy. Thank God for kids. Thank God. There's magic for a while. A special kind of sunshine and a smile. Do you ever stop and think or wonder why? The nearest thing to heaven is a child. When you get down on your knees tonight and thank the Lord for his guiding light, pray they turn out right. Thank God for kids. Thank God for kids.
Knowing that he couldn't have the toy till his nuggets were gone. A green traffic light turned straight to red. I hit my brakes and mumbled under my breath. His fries went a-flying and his orange drink covered his lap. Well, in my four-year-old set a four-letter word. It started with S and I was concerned. So I said, son, now where'd you learn to talk like that? He said, I've been watching you, Dad, ain't that cool? I'm your buckaroo, I wanna be like you and eat all my food and grow as tall as you are. We
shot at bedtime later that night. Turning on my son's Scooby-Doo nightlight. He crawled out of bed and he got down on his knees. He closed his little eyes, folded his little hands, spoke to God like he was talking to a friend. And I said, son, now where'd you learn to pray like that? He said, I've been watching you, Dad, ain't that cool? I'm your buckaroo, I wanna be like you and eat all my food and grow as tall as you are. We like fixing things and holding mama's hand, yeah, we're just alike, hey, ain't we, Dad?
said when I was very young. She told me not to worry, son. One day you'll be someone. But here I am at 21, as loaded as a stagecoach shotgun. I'm sorry, mama, please don't look at me.
On air at 98.3. Online at 98qcountry.com.